Sister Lopez is going to sing another song. While she's singing, they're going to continue baptizing. We're putting chairs all along the wall because people are coming out of the audience wanting to be baptized. There's a number lined up already. We're just going to let them sit there while the preacher preaches. And then we're going to just keep baptizing folks all evening long. If you're thankful for what God's doing here tonight, would you lift your hands and lift your voice to Him in praise again? Yes, we are thankful to you, God.
Yeah.
Worship the Lord with Sister Lopez.
Well, pain, nobody said, can't nobody do me like Jesus. The one that picked me up and he turned me around, and that's why
He's here right now. Hallelujah. 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 Now we have a whole line of folks that are lining up against the wall that's going to be baptized. But we know there are people all over this building that have come tonight in need of God. And the Bible said that God chose preaching to save them that believe. And it's time for the preacher to preach. How many of you is going to help the preacher preach tonight? We've got a great evangelist and pastor here, Brother Brian Kinsey from Pensacola, Florida. I want you to preach with him. God's going to do marvelous things before we leave this tabernacle tonight. Brother Kinsey, come let God use you.
I don't know when I have experienced a more explosive atmosphere of the Holy Ghost than I feel in this place here tonight. There is a faith in this house. If we would release Jesus Christ in this Colosseum, there is no telling how many miracles would be performed. People receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost, speaking with other tongues. It's going to happen to the glory of Jesus Christ. I want you to clap your hands unto the Lord, and I want you to shout. I said, I want you to shout with a voice of triumph. I want you to lift up Jesus. We're not just making noise, but we're honoring Jesus Christ because He's the only one that can save. I believe that Jesus can make you free, and I'm ready to see God pour out His Spirit in this Colosseum tonight. And I want to ask you a question. Are you ready to be free? Are you ready to be free? The only liberating force in the Scripture is, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. There's only one thing that can break the chains in your life, and that's truth. And that's exactly what we've come to declare tonight, is the truth of God's Word. And if you will receive it in faith, this Word will break that chain in your life. That's the reason why we clap hands in church, is because King David introduced it to worship way back in the Old Testament. And the rabbi said the reason he did that is because it reminded him of chains snapping. And he wanted Israel, every time they walked into the house of God, when they clapped their hands, to hear the chains snapping and remind them, when you came up out of Egypt, you were liberated from your sin and your captivity. And I think everybody in the house ought to just go ahead and honor the Lord here tonight. And while you're clapping your hands, I just want you to hear in the background the chains of sin snapping in the lives of the people around you. Oh, Jesus, all in this house tonight. He's ready to do a work in somebody's life. But I want to read from the Word of the Lord this evening in Isaiah chapter 54. Isaiah chapter 54 and verse 1. Appreciate Brother Welch, my comrade in arms in Pensacola, Florida, being with me here on the platform. I give him honor tonight and all of these great elders. We've already got 25 more to be baptized in Jesus' name. You know, it's so explosive tonight, you could really give an altar call right now. But according to the Word of the Lord, the sword of the Spirit is God's Word and His truth. The Spirit is here in power, but we've got to put a sword in His hand to maximize the potential of what God can do in this service. And so we're going to preach the Word of the Lord and put that sword in the hand of the Spirit, so that the Spirit can maximize the potential of what God is going to accomplish in this place. Are you ready to be free? Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child. For more of the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. I've got good news for somebody here tonight. You don't have to hurt anymore. You don't have to suffer from being desolate. You can just start singing right now and rejoicing in what Jesus Christ has done for you and cry aloud at the same time. You can rejoice in faith in what Jesus has done at Calvary and then cry in repentance at the same time. Enlarge the place of thy tent and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords and strengthen thy stakes. What this means is God is going to make your miracle and your salvation so big that if you don't prepare for it, it's going to blow your tent up. That means you got to make it big enough in order to receive the miracle that God wants to give you tonight. And you got to start believing it's for you. It's not just for your neighbor. It's not just for somebody down the street. It's not just for the Pentecostals. But this Holy Ghost experience is for everyone in this place that believes in Jesus Christ, that will cry out, the Lord will fill you. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left. That means it's going to be so big that even if you prepare for it, you cannot contain it. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame. Some people refuse to seek God because they feel that they will be rejected and walk away ashamed. But I want you to know if you come to Jesus in this service tonight, He will in no wise cast you out. But He will receive you. For thy Maker is thine husband. The Lord of hosts is His name. And thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. The God of the whole earth shall He be called. For a small moment have I forsaken thee. But with great mercies will I gather thee. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment. But with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord thy Redeemer. Just one moment in the presence of the King can change your life forever. Just one mercy moment with the Master, and you can walk out of here and Jesus make all things new. One moment in His presence, and you can walk in here a sinner and walk out a saint. Walk in here diseased and broken by sin and walk out healed and delivered by the power of the name of Jesus. And in Acts chapter 2 and verse 1, it declares exactly what the Holy Ghost wants to do. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. I want to preach from this text tonight. Toronto, can you give me a moment of your time? Toronto, can you give me just a moment of your time? I want you to clap your hands unto the Lord as you are seated here tonight, believing God for a mighty outpouring of the Holy Ghost. I've come to declare tonight and to speak the word into somebody's life. The devil is a liar. I'm here to tell somebody that God is on your side. And when God's on your side, you're always going to win. And if you're on the devil's side, you're always going to be a loser. But with God, you cannot lose. I believe that all God needs to change your life is just one moment of your time, and He can change everything. Don't underestimate the power of a single church service. Don't say that my past and my life is so broken and bruised by sin that there's absolutely nothing that I can do to overcome. I want you to realize that just one moment in His presence and one moment in His grace, and He can make all things new. Never underestimate a single trip to an old-fashioned altar. Well, if you will repent of your sins, the Holy Ghost would be poured out upon you, and you'll begin to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gives you the utterance. You know what you need to do? You need to break forth into singing right now and start rejoicing that the salvation that Jesus Christ secured for you at Calvary is just as sure tonight as it has ever been. And in 2003 in Toronto, Canada, you can find out how real, how powerful, and how glorious my Jesus really is. I'm not talking about just a fairy tale. I'm talking about Jesus Christ, who is God, manifest in the flesh. I'm not talking about the second person in the Godhead. I'm talking about the one true living God. And if His Word is true and His Word is right, you can be changed tonight. I believe somebody tonight has an ordained appointment with a miracle. To defeat every generational curse. To defeat every chain of sin. I believe the word is going to be sent forth here tonight, and it's not going to return void, but it's going to accomplish exactly what it is sent out to do. In Isaiah chapter 53, the Lord through Isaiah paints a prophetic portrait of the cross of Jesus Christ. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him. And with His stripes, we are healed. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Does it make any difference who in this house is mightily used of God? Every man needs Jesus in order to be saved. Every individual in this place must first come to the cross, or you cannot be saved. Without the death of Jesus at the cross, it would be impossible for your sins to be remitted. But because of the blood that was shed at Calvary for your sins, you can repent tonight, and God can wash away those sins if you will submit and obey and be water baptized in Jesus' name. There is faith in this house right now that every single individual in this building that does not have the gift of the Holy Ghost can be filled with it before you leave this place. And all God needs is just one moment of your time. You don't have to be barren or desolate any longer. The Lord is in this house and He's ready to minister to your spirit. If you'll open up your heart in faith right now, He will pour out His Holy Ghost on you. And when you leave this place, you'll know that what we're preaching is the truth, that what we're declaring is the truth. Barrenness is an awful thing. It means to make ineffective or to make powerless. It actually means to be hamstrung. Exactly what we're talking about is people who are barren. You're not barren because of any divine design, but you are barren because of an injury that has come into your life. Perhaps a disappointment in a relationship. You expected one thing and something else happened. Disappointments, abuse, addiction, sin can cause such injury to your spirit that it will literally frustrate your forward progress. Life can disappoint you. People can disappoint you. But I've got good news tonight. You cannot place too great an expectation on God, because if you can dream it, my God can do it. God does not want you to be barren and desolate. That's not His design for your life. According to the word of the Lord, I want you to understand, it is not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. What you need to do is just march up here and give God just one moment of your time. You say, but Brother Kinsey, my hamstring is injured. My spirit is injured. I can't sing. I can't clap my hands. I can't glorify the Lord. My Bible tells me, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. That means the only qualification for you to praise the Lord is the fact that you're breathing. And you ought to punch your neighbor and find out whether they're breathing or not. And if they are, you're qualified to praise Jesus in the house. What you need to do right now is to say, I'm going to ignore all my past, all the abuse, all the pain, all the barrenness, all the desolation of my life. I'm going to ignore it here tonight, and I'm going to come before the presence of the Master and give Him just a moment of my time. A mercy moment in the presence of the Master will produce exactly what we're preaching about in the house. Hallelujah. The Bible says that all the promises of God are in Him, yea, and in Him, amen. Now you got to learn to say the divine yes to God's word if it's going to be released in your spirit and God's going to accomplish the work in your life. Now that word amen in one African language is actually three yeses said repeatedly on an ascending scale. Yes, yes, yes. And the only way you're going to break through here and break forth into singing and find out that the Word of God is true, you got to get some divine yes in your spirit and get that no out of your attitude. When the Word of God is preached, don't say no. Say yes, yes, yes. When you get to that third yes, there's no way in the world your spirit can stay down. You're going to break through and you're going to break forth because there's an anointing in the house to snap every chain in this building. If you would worship your God, there's no devil that can stop your forward progress. There's no injury, there's no sin that can keep you from marching up here. I feel a breaker in the house. I feel a breakthrough coming on in Canada. Toronto, it's time to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's why the Bible talks about in Micah 2:13 about the breaker has to come. Because there are so many resistances in our life that hinders our forward movement and progress. And we have to have a breaker to come in and break open whatever is resisting us in the spirit. And so when the breaker comes, you've got to be ready. You've got to be willing to accelerate your faith and to say, I've got to have Jesus, and I need Him now, and I need Him tonight. You say, but Brother Kinsey, I've got so much baggage. How in the world am I going to get out of the mess that I'm in? I've got so much sin in my life. It's going to take God an eternity to deliver me. Can I just have one moment of your time? Because that's all it takes. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven like as a rushing mighty wind. You see, you can walk up here with all the baggage and all the injury in your life, and in one moment's time, if you'll repent of your sins, submit to baptism in Jesus' name, and be filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost, you can walk out a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. You can walk out of here blessed with the gift of the Holy Ghost and fire. And anybody who wants it and desires it can receive it. Everyone that asketh. The reason why people have been injured in their spirit is because they're not stretching, they're not reaching, they're not enlarging their place. They're not reaching out to God. You've reached out to drugs. You've reached out to all sorts of entertainments. You've reached out to everything in this world, trying to satisfy that longing in your heart. But my scripture tells us that we need to stretch out and reach out for the King. And all He needs is just a moment of your time. Because the breaker is in the house. I don't know if y'all can sense it or not, but the breaker is here. And the Holy Ghost is in this house right now, ready to open up a passageway for somebody to accelerate and with faith run through it and find out, I don't have to stay the way I am now. I don't have to live in the condition that I'm living in now. There is a place that I can go, a refuge that I can run to, and if I can run to it, I shall be safe. I just want to know, does anybody in the house want to be free tonight? Is anybody ready to say yes to the word of the Lord? Because when the breaker comes, he's going to turn to you. When he makes the way open, and he's going to say, mercy's going to say, can I just have a moment of your time? And mercy's going to woo you into a place where he can change your life once and for all. Jesus loves you here tonight. And all he's looking for is somebody to come to the cross and say, I repent. And if you will repent, my God will fill you with the gift of the Holy Ghost. You know, I think it would be good if everybody in the house would lift up their voice and together, everyone. I think that we ought to repent together, asking Jesus to forgive us. I think that everybody from the top bleachers all the way down to the bottom floor, if you want a move of the Holy Ghost in your life, if you want Jesus to create the breakthrough in your life, I want you to repent. You cannot overthrow sin in your life until you come to the cross, until you come to Calvary. Jesus, forgive us right now. Forgive us of our sins. If every guest in this building, if every guest in this house would repent right now, the Lord would prepare your heart and the Lord would prepare your spirit to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Cry out to the King. Break forth. You don't have to stay in your miserable, chained up condition. Come on and give God just one moment of your time. Give him just one moment of your worship. Just for a moment, consider and understand that the Holy Ghost is in this house to give us the greatest breakthrough I think that we have ever seen in the history of Canada and North America. A breakthrough that's going to cascade out until every province of Canada, every state of the United States of America. It's in this place right now, and the Holy Ghost is ready to be poured out. And I want everybody to stand. And I want you to listen to me very carefully. There is a powerful move of the Holy Ghost in this place. And I want you to turn to several people around you and I want you to ask them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? If they answer no, I haven't received the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking with other tongues, I want you to take them by the hand right now. All over this building, I want you to take that individual by the hand and I want you to bring them up here to the front. All over the house, I want you to bring them up here to the front. I want you to bring that individual that needs Jesus. God is ready to pour out the gift of the Holy Ghost. They're coming from all over this Coliseum. They have heard the word of the Lord. They have heard the word of the Lord. Bring them to the front. Many people have been working, teaching Bible studies, having street services to prepare for this evening crusade service. Many people have come as a result of these diligent witnesses that have gone forth to give a glorious witness to Jesus Christ. Mercy's reaching for you right now. Mercy's reaching for you right now. All over this building. They're still coming. The ushers are going to try to move the first two or three rows back in order to make room. There are so many people coming up here right now. Please, those of you that are in the first two or three rows here on the bottom level, if you would step out of your seat and just move out of the way. We've got such a host of people coming, and they're still flowing from all over the building. We're going to give them a chance to get up here. But many of these people have already repented. They have heard the gospel message. Now, altar worker, if you're working with somebody that receives the gift of the Holy Ghost, I want you to lift your hand. I want you to get our attention, because we're going to pray a prayer of faith and speak the word of faith, and the Holy Ghost is going to fall in this house, and somebody's going to say yes. Somebody's going to say yes. Somebody's going to receive it, because the Lord is ready to do it. We've still got people all down the aisles. If we may even have to move you back further. Maybe even the 10th row has got to move out of the way to make room. Even the 10th. Come on, saints of God. This is not your church service. This is for these precious souls that need the gift of the Holy Ghost. They've come to Calvary to receive redemption. They've come to the cross in order to repent. Some have already been baptized. Others will be baptized before the service is concluded. But the Holy Ghost is going to be poured out. And we're going to pray a prayer of faith. My Lord, it's in this place. We've already got two people receive the Holy Ghost while we were preaching. The Holy Ghost was falling in the house while the preacher went forth. This lady's already received the Holy Ghost. They're still coming all over the building. Please make room for them. Stay out of the aisles as much as you possibly can, saints. Let these precious people get as close to the front as they possibly can. Chains are going to snap. Somebody's come to spend a moment in the presence of the King. And in that moment, the Holy Ghost is going to come upon them, and their life is going to be made new. The Holy Ghost is already in this place. He poured out. Now, if you want the Holy Ghost, I want you to raise your hands right now. I want you to raise your hands and get ready to be free. Raise your hands and let the Spirit of the Lord come upon you with victory and with power. Raise your hands. You've repented, and God's ready to fill you with the gift of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we believe that the Holy Ghost is in this house. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, let your spirit be poured out in this place. Just receive the Holy Ghost. Another one over here just got the Holy Ghost. Come on. They're still flowing in from the balcony. Two more on this side just received the Holy Ghost. One more right over here just received the Holy Ghost. Just got the Holy Ghost right here. Speaking with other tongues. That's six people already. Filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Fifteen have received the gift of the Holy Ghost. There's another one right there. That's number 16. Number 17 over here. Oh, I feel something exciting going on in this place. Here's another one. 18 have just received the gift of the Holy Ghost. I want you to point at them. Point at them when they get the Holy Ghost. 19 just received the gift of the Holy Ghost. Somebody needs to give a shout of praise. Now come on, Pentecostals. This service isn't for you. It isn't about you. It's about these precious people getting the Holy Ghost. Another one just received the gift of the Holy Ghost. 21. Five more on the other side over here. 26 have received the gift of the Holy Ghost. 27 have just received the gift of the Holy Ghost. 27, 28. In 5 minutes, 28 people have received the gift of the Holy Ghost. Somebody give me a shout of praise. 29. 30. 31. 32. Come on, Toronto. This is what we want. 33. Oh, yes. Come on. Receive ye the gift of the Holy Ghost. Another one. 34 have received the gift. 35 have just received. 36. Oh, I feel something in the house. 37. 38, 39, 40, 40 in 7 minutes. My God, 41. People are getting the Holy Ghost all over the house. 42. I'm going to believe we're going to take this kind of spirit back to our home churches. And it's going to break out on the local church level. Somebody ought to give a shout of praise. They're getting the Holy Ghost everywhere. I said everywhere. If you're praying with somebody, it's your responsibility, if they get the Holy Ghost, to get an altar card filled out and get it up here to us so we can get their name and address and phone number. Another one just got the Holy Ghost. 35. 36. 46, excuse me. 47. 47. 48, 49, 50 have received the gift of the Holy Ghost. Oh, I feel it in the house. 51, 51 have received the gift of the Holy Ghost. Huh? 52, I love it, right here, has just received the gift of the Holy Ghost. 52,
53 right over here. 53. Come on, saints of God, stay with us. Come on, you got more stamina than that. Clap your hands under the Lord. Worship God. 54. 55. 56. 57. Have just received the gift of the Holy Ghost. 58. 59. 59. Oh, they're still getting the Holy Ghost. 60. I'm talking about 61 now. 61 filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Oh, all Jesus needs. 62. 62. Have received the gift way up there. 63. Up there. All the way up in the top. 63. 64. Oh, it's in the house. Two Spanish just received it. Does that make it 66? 66. 67. Have received the gift of the Holy Ghost. Man, this makes it worth it all. Worth it all. 68. Young girl just received the gift of the Holy Ghost. 69. Oh, I like it. Number 70. Right there, right there. Number 70 has received the gift of the Holy Ghost. Those of you that are praying, 71. 71. 71. Please, if you're praying with somebody, get an altar card on them. That way we can follow up on these people. Get them in a local church so they can grow in the Lord. 72. 73. 74. Two more. Clear back on the side. 76. That's what I'm talking about. The Holy Ghost is in this house. Saints of God, what I want you to do all over this building, I want you to take the hand of somebody standing next to you, and we're going to pray all over this house. There's here another one, just got it. Everybody here needs to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Everyone that asketh, receiveth. All you got to do is stretch. 78. 79 in the balcony. 80, another on the right side. 81, saints of God, I want you to lift up your voice. And I want you to give a shout of praise for 81. I want you to pray for the person next to you. 82. 83. I want you to lift up your voice. 84. 85. Another one. Just received the Holy. 86. 87. 87. 88. 88. Woo! 90.